This is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook 89.5 FM, and we're streaming online anywhere you go in the world with an internet connection, coastradio.org. What's the weather like?
Tonight, mostly cloudy, showers likely with a low around 39, windy, west winds gusting to 37 miles per hour. Monday, partly sunny with a high near 46. Monday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 37. And Tuesday, partly sunny with a high near 49.
And thank you, Donovan, for another excellent weather broadcast. We're also going to hear from...
Thank you for not moaning this time.
This is Youth in Radio, a very special show, I think. This is featuring young people from Astoria High School. Give us a call, 503-325-0010. Let us know what you think. We've got some poetry tonight. We've got some science. And we're running pretty much all across the board. Let's start with Donovan, who is here directly in front of me. Donovan, what are you going to be doing tonight? A little bit later.
Well, in a bit, I'm going to be talking about cuttlefish.
Oh, good. And aside, besides from doing the weather, we'll hear about that. And we'll hear a little bit of music from you as well.
Yes.
And we've also got Azure in the studio. Azure's a poet. She's also the president of the Writers, or the Poetry Club, rather, at Astoria High School.
Yes, indeedy.
And we're going to be hearing a song from her, a Paramore song, quite youthful in its own right, and a little bit of her own original poetry. And I don't know if you brought any other poems, but maybe another poem as well. Well, we're keeping it just original. We've also got Taylor. Taylor participates in the open mic at Astoria High School. Taylor is in the workforce. What else do you do?
I am currently trying to major in music production, so I'm very,
yes.
Yeah, I'm very analytical when it comes to songs and music, so tonight I'll be playing a playlist and annotating some songs as I go through.
Perfect. I know, I'm excited for the, and we are getting a phone call right now. I'll have someone take that out in the lobby. Everyone is so excited to be here. Finally, we have Zach at the very end of the table. Zach is going last tonight, thematically, because he has an original song entitled The Final Broadcast, which is quite ironic, or hopefully doesn't allude to something in the future, because I hope this is not your final broadcast. Zach, say hi to the listening audience.
Donovan, stop.
Fair.
Okay, hello.
And we'll also be hearing some music from a video game that you like, Fallout New Vegas.
Yes.
And a video game I'll also say that I'm partial to. I'll admit, I like Fallout New
Vegas.
Yeah,
it's the main soundtrack from Fallout New Vegas and then Big Iron. Both good songs I like.
Well, I hope you give a round of applause in your car. Don't take your hands off the wheel. Maybe a mental round of applause. Yeah, give us a call. Tonight, we'll hear first from Taylor. Taylor's got some music for us.
I do. So, the first track that I put on my playlist for tonight is Alberto Bassam by Aphex Twin.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Here it is. This is a Taylor Parker pick. We're about to hear from her.
So, essentially, I picked out this song to be played first on the playlist tonight because a couple nights ago, I don't know if anyone has ever gone through this, but YouTube algorithms are kind of weird. Sometimes you just go through a really hard, difficult, like, time in your life, and then all of a sudden you just find this random song on YouTube, and you're like, oh, this is surprisingly fitting for the moment. And as many of you may know, Aphex Twin is very known in the electronic field of music. But I actually found out about him not too long ago. It was pretty much from the YouTube algorithm. So I feel like this song just really represents like the hardships that I've been having to face lately and, you know, how tired I am all the time. So this song just, it really hits quite nice.
You know, what's interesting about that is no lyrics at all.
Yeah.
Only instrumental, but somehow it still connects with you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else particularly about Aphex Twin?
That's particularly the reason why I picked it out.
I know. The YouTube algorithm, sometimes it just hits at just the right moment.
Yeah, it's really strange because it's like, oh, it just kind of randomly appears. Like, I didn't watch anything to have this be recommended.
Yeah, I don't know. That's weird. That's almost scary and weird, but also somewhat cool at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm a little bit tentative about our corporate overlords choosing what we listen to, and I don't know how I feel too much about the algorithm, but I'm glad it served you well, and it seems to have worked for you. What's coming up next?
So, up next we have Infinite Love Without Fulfillment by Grimes.
Oh yeah, let's get it. And King Cruel, I saw.
Mm-hmm.
Tell me about it.
So, basically, I had a friend tell me about King Cruel. It was based off of a liking of Mac DeMarco, which I'm sure many people are very fond of, because Mac is very good.
But, which is based off of which?
So, King Cruel, somebody told me about King Cruel because of my liking for Mac DeMarco, so... It's kind of based off of...
Oh, I see. Because I was going to say, they came way before Mac DeMarco.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I'm sure King Cruel served as an inspiration for him.
Oh, I'm like 100% sure.
I know, we don't have any Mac tracks tonight, but check him out. Mac DeMarco, another really, really good artist.
Yeah.
Next up, the Deftones. Anything particular about this next song?
So, What Happened to You by Deftones off of their album Koi no Yokon. Essentially, Deftones has been the band that has gotten me through kind of any kind of hardship in my life. They've been my favorite band for the past 5 years now. So, this song particularly just represents, again, I feel like I've had a lot of electronic music play tonight. So, this one actually has lyrics, but
Perfect, by the way. Totally fine.
Yeah. So this song kind of just represents like a start, like a new beginning almost, and kind of just trying to get back on the right track of life.
Okay, well, we're getting right back on the right track coming up here shortly. A little bit of Smashing Pumpkins for you out there in the listening audience. Taylor, tell us.
So, Smashing Pumpkins is one of my all-time favorite bands. It was actually kind of funny because people used to call me Darcy. She was the original bassist for the band because I play bass and I had really long blonde hair at the time. So I really got into those guys. Adore is definitely my favorite album. And that piece, Apples and Oranges, that we just played for you is from that album. It was at the point, I believe it came out in 98, Jimmy Chamberlin just left the band, so Billy Corgan decided to use a synthetic drum pad for all the tracks, so it's actually really interesting how they came together and just made that really specific song. And I think it's just really beautiful, and it's definitely one of my all-time favorite Pumpkins piece.
It's a little early 2000s, isn't it?
Yeah.
I know with the sort of synths in the background,
mm-hmm.
the drum pads, it is very, very of the times.
Yeah.
You can see the Smashing Pumpkins going into the 2000s with it.
Very different.
Sort of updating their sound.
Very different from Melancholy and previous albums.
Oh, yeah. And it said your favorite?
Yeah.
Good choice. This is Astoria Youth Radio. We're 20 minutes into the broadcast here. We've got Donovan, a science connoisseur. Also, I was going to play some music a little bit later. We've got Azure, who is the president of AHS's Poetry Club, or Poetry Guild.
Creative writing, kind of.
Okay.
Poetry, whatever. People come in to write.
And, of course, that was Taylor we just heard from. Smashing Pumpkins, music for the youth. Really good. A bass player and also played at open mic before.
Yes.
At the high school.
Yeah.
And finally, Zach, way to the right of me. He's going to be playing the final broadcast. A little bit ironically named.
Final broadcast.
Donovan?
Yeah, because hopefully it's not the final broadcast, but that's an original piece of music that he composed in his music production class. That's coming at the very, very end of the program, so stick around. Coming up next is Azure Clover. She's got original pieces of poetry. And I remember asking you this the first time, but you don't keep them titled.
No, so most of my poetry, I don't actually title. And if I do, I find feedback for my titles for my pieces, and that it's a lot easier for other people to find what resonates with them for my poetry rather than what resonates with me.
If I may say so, I think the only consistent theme you have over all your books of poetry and all your pieces of poetry is that they all somehow relate to butterflies, or at least the vast majority of them.
Yeah, I think butterflies are really important, and butterflies in your stomach are really
mm-hmm.
a key thing.
And you're going to play a piece a little bit later tonight of music that also relates to butterflies. But you've brought in two books of your own original poetry. I don't know how much of these two notebooks are filled. They've both got butterflies on the cover. They're both filled with some pretty amazing work. Let's hear one, just to start out with.
Okay. This one I wrote, I think, almost a month ago. And it's about butterflies. I'm just going to start reading.
Okay.
Because it doesn't have a title, because none of my works have titles.
Sure.
My butterflies escaping my lips form sounds through the beating of their wings. I twist their flutterings into my broken thoughts, ticking through my head like a shattered clock, escalating until their patterns turn to syllables, waiting for these fragments forming words. My butterflies scream your name. Through the manipulation of mind's inner workings, every growing shriek mutters only as longing. If listened, my butterflies can be heard, if only through breath.
These are butterflies in your stomach.
Yeah.
Anything else you want to say about the poem, or you want to move on to another one? Or does that one have pretty explicit meaning to you?
That one, I don't know. I wrote this one at 2 in the morning.
The one we just heard?
Yeah, the one that I just read. I wrote it at 2 in the morning when I couldn't sleep because all I could feel were butterflies. You know, there are some feelings that I think can't be dismissed. There are some feelings that I think need to be followed and need to be listened to. And I follow my butterflies.
As you should. As you should follow your feelings, I think. Let's hear another piece.
Okay. This one is a hypothetical love letter to all those whom I have ever loved and all those who I will ever love. So the last one actually ties into the last line of this poem. So if you listen carefully to the last one, you should hear that tie into this one.
Okay.
For all that you are, for all you have been, for all that you could and all that you will become, there's a love to be shared. There's a hand to hold, though only in sin. There are butterflies to be heard, though only in breath. You are worth enduring the smite of God himself, for with you I know not of blasphemy. Ever so vigilant I will remain of harm, though ever so trusting I may be. My love codes over your red flags with my white signs of surrender. I will not relinquish my soul to you, for my being of self is and shall always be in hearts above butterflies, though not to say there is no room for collision. I fear most of love, though this terror eases mind, showing you above the dire infatuation. You are worth more than the dancing insects. You have moved beyond my butterflies, creating an anxiety I must only listen for. My butterflies are no longer heard through breath. In your presence, only the soft whisperings I wish for you never to hear.
How long ago was this written?
2 weeks ago?
If you could say so. These are really recent poems you're bringing up. So you're not just doing the best of the best.
No.
So to speak, you're not just bringing out the hits.
No. I like to keep my poetry fresh. I like to read what's new and what's on my mind at that point in time.
Not that you have it here, but what's the first piece of poetry you ever wrote, if you can even remember?
I have been writing poetry since like fourth grade, but I do have my first slam poem memorized.
Oh yeah. Have you performed before?
Yeah.
On a slam specific stage. And I know, since all of you go to the high school, I know that you're also affiliated with open mic down there.
Yeah, I am.
And that you've performed. But have you performed outside the high school?
I went to an open mic down at Winecraft a couple months ago. First Tuesday of every month, they have an open mic down there.
Winecraft, and they didn't, it's a all ages?
Yeah.
Is it? You know, that's cool, because there's not nearly enough all ages open mics where young people can go and perform their poetry or perform their music or whatever they want, or theater, you know, whatever it may be that you're passionate about. Get off my soapbox here for a second.
No, you're good.
I think we're going to hear from Paramore, unless you want to transition it to another poem.
This works. Paramore works.
Okay, let's do it. This is Paramore. And, of course, you're listening to Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. Catch us online, coastradio.org. We're broadcasting live from the Tillicum House, featuring Azure, Donovan, Taylor, and finally Zach with the final broadcast. Coming up at the very end, I know I'm really hyping this up. Azure, how does this tie into your pieces of poetry, song we just heard?
Yeah, so Still Into You by Paramore, there's one line in it that's really resonated with me ever since I first heard the song a couple years ago, and that's I should be over all the butterflies. It was the inspiration for my butterfly poems. It was my inspiration to think that maybe we do have butterflies in our stomachs, and maybe we need to look at it deeply. And I don't think I should be over my butterflies. I don't think that my butterflies need to dissipate. I don't think that they need to find another home. Because my butterflies belong to me and I need to embrace that.
We've been talking a lot about butterflies. Is there a really concrete way to describe this feeling of butterflies? Or is it just something you have to experience?
I think for me, my butterflies in my stomach, I write for them from my own experience. And it's the feeling when I think I'm going to fall in love is my butterflies. Those anxious rumblings that you can't quite tell if it's love or anxiety.
But it does relate to, obviously, the butterflies in the stomach.
Yeah.
That's what it comes out from. But I think you've taken it a little bit farther beyond to mean something more than that.
Yeah, I don't know. I love love. Above all else in life, I believe in love. My favorite quote is, the greatest thing you'll ever learn is just to love and to be loved in return, originally sung by Nat King Cole in the song Nature Boy, redone by David Bowie for the 2001 production of Moulin Rouge.
Which version did you hear first, if I might ask?
Moulin Rouge.
Was it? Yeah. I wanted to ask.
Moulin Rouge came out on DVD the week I was born.
Oh, of course.
So I was raised on Moulin Rouge.
Yeah, it goes way back for you.
Yeah.
Why don't we hear another couple pieces of poetry, I think.
Okay.
By the way, give us a call, 503-325-0010. We've got a lot of young people in the studio, and they'd love some good feedback from you guys.
Heck yeah.
Agreed.
I'm going to read a poem that I actually wrote today.
These are really recent.
These are really recent, yeah.
Was it just this morning?
Yeah.
Oh
so I wrote this one this morning. I was checking on a friend who I found out wants nothing to do with me anymore, and this poem is kind of about him.
Okay.
At what point did you decide my life wasn't worth the collision of souls? Can you tell me the moment you noticed I was no longer a thought in your mind? I wish for one fraction of a second that I could endure that luxury. I am halted by my own existence in the face of what may become love. For I could not bear another breakage of my being such as the one suffered with you. I wished for you not to carry the weight of my crashing world. I wished not to inflict the harm my soul has suffered onto the hands of you. I'm afraid no choice has been left to be made. Even if I tried to force my spirit's hearts into your mind's eye, you would be blind. How ironic, the man, no, the boy, with 20/20 vision, blind to the harm of those he once held near. For you once held my hand and we danced. I don't remember the last time I became lost in a soul such as I was forgotten in yours.
And that was just this morning.
That was just this morning.
Oh my gosh. Well, in the world of poetry and especially slam, I give you a couple of these they do, because they don't clap in poetry, but they just do these little snaps out in the audience to not interrupt the flow.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, and I don't know if anyone in the listening audience has ever written a piece of poetry, performed no less a piece of poetry, or even showed their music to someone, music they really, really care about, showed an original piece of music, or read something to them that they created or that was meaningful to them. But you're really putting yourself out there, and it's really a test of courage and a test of your own self-confidence. And I think radio is only good to increase your self-confidence.
For sure.
I don't think it could ever be bad. You know, it will only make you accept yourself more as who you are. And that's what it's, at least speaking personally, that's what it's done for me. And so I hope the people in the studio I have today feel a little bit better about themselves and feel a little bit more, not that they don't already, but when I first came in here, I know that I didn't accept myself. And I won't ask you if you guys all do, but I just hope that after the show, you all feel like you are feel more comfortable in your own skin after this, after having shared a piece of your life with the world. Azure, some of these for you. Thank you quite a lot. This is Astoria Youth Radio. We're going to move next to Donovan. Donovan, you want a little bit of science or a little bit of music first? You tell me.
I suppose I'll do the science first.
Okay, we're going to have a little bit of a... And you said it was on cuttlefish.
Yes, but it's going to stream highly into chromatophores, which are a particular type of cell. I'll get to it. But cuttlefish are completely colorblinded, if you don't know. Cuttlefish are a type of fish, but not a fish. They're a mollusk.
Mm-hmm.
Like a snail. or a squid. Kingdom Animalia, phylum Mollusca, class Cephalopoda, superorder Decapodiformes, order Cepidae. And that's the taxonomy of a cuttlefish. They are completely colorblind, as I stated, but can change color perfectly, even in the dark, to match their surroundings.
How is that, by the way? You said they were colorblind, but they can change their color perfectly, sort of like a chameleon.
We have no clue.
Oh my gosh,
they do not
okay.
see the color, they just change to it.
Okay.
To imagine this, imagine if you had no arms.
Okay.
No and arms. Still somehow managed to bake a cake without being able to see it.
Okay.
Or feel it.
Okay.
And you just somehow did it. That is how the cuttlefish do.
Anything else about them?
Well, not really about them, but chromatophores
okay.
is the cell type that they use to change color. Chromatophores are color pigment containing or light reflecting cells. Amphibians, crustaceans, fish, reptiles, cephalopods, all of them have chromatophores. That's what gives, for instance, cichlids the... one of the most popular types of aquarium fish, their vibrant colors. Mammals and birds, however, have melanocytes, which are basically our equivalent of them.
But we can't change color or anything like that.
No.
Nothing wild.
Sadly, no.
So is that just our skin pigmentation is what...
Pretty much.
What that the Pretty term much. You just said would allude to?
Yes. Melanocytes. But there are different types of chromatophores for different colors. Like, xanthophores are yellow. Erythrophores are red. Iridophores are reflective or iridescent. Leucophores are white. Melanophores are brown and black. And cyanophores are blue.
Mm-hmm.
And there are some different tactics, quote-unquote tactics, that these organisms use to change their colors, but the most common is basically the cells rolling over each other to put a different layer out front.
Uh-huh.
So they just have these layers of pigment that come out or expand or contract to do that.
And that is with all chromatophores.
Yes.
Of which cuttlefish are one. Freudian yes. slip there. Colorfish. No, cuttlefish. Donovan, any final things to say about chromatophores? Or do you want to move into Owl City?
They are some of the largest cells in multicellular organisms.
Besides the egg. I remember that was a common myth people used to say, is that that the egg, like a chicken egg, is the largest cell. But I don't know how that could possibly be true.
That's not a single cell. It's multiple cells that are constantly going through mitosis, but that's a different story.
So that's what I thought.
And they look... chromatophores look like veins. So in crustaceans, they may look like they have veins, but those are chromatophores, not veins. Crustaceans do not have veins.
Mm-hmm. Well, a lot of good info coming out of here. KMUN Astoria, KTCB Tillamook. We got a little bit of music. First up is Owl City. The stars lean down to kiss you. Moving along, though I won't settle down. Oh, yeah, we are moving along. We're moving along right into the final broadcast from Zach. I've been talking about it all show. We do have a few more pieces of music from him. Tell us about those. They're from Fallout New Vegas.
Well, the first one... which I'm pretty sure it's going to be Big Iron.
Yes.
Which is a really popular song in Fallout New Vegas, which I like a lot too. And then the second one is like the main theme for when you first start up the game in
the main sort of intro cutscene, yeah.
And then the final broadcast is just kind of something I came up with in a music production tech.
Oh gosh, it's not just kind of something, it's something. That's a piece of original music by you.
I did create it on Soundtrap, which,
good enough. Soundtrap.
It sounds good, to be honest.
I haven't heard of Soundtrap.
Oh, it's really good.
But that's a song you made in high school.
Mm-hmm.
What's you're in high school,
currently.
But that's from your music production class.
Mm-hmm.
That's coming at the very, very end. This is Astoria Youth Radio. Thanks so much for tuning in. We're going to have bedtime stories with myself and Ed after this. Teresa's still just a little bit under the weather, so Ed is going to give me the standard rundown with his songs. Here it is, Fall at New Vegas, and then finally, the final, but hopefully not the final broadcast. Here it is. I want to thank everyone so much for tuning in. This is Coast Community Radio, KMUN Astoria, 91.9 FM, KTCB Tillamook, 89.5 FM. Streaming live, coastradio.org. Thanks so much for tuning in. And as a final ender for the show, I'll mention we've got Kimberly in the studio. She's going to do a little a cappella piece next month, March 22nd. Kimberly, we're going to say hi and bye just about as quick as we say, you know what I mean?
Hello, goodbye.
Well, thanks for being on. Thank you for coming down and listening in the lobby here. Next time, we're going to have an a cappella singing piece by you. That's March 22nd, same time, same radio station, same great people with one minor addition. Coming up, bedtime stories with Ed and I.